Recently, Donald Trump has turned into something of an outcast in the GOP presidential field, with many candidates denouncing his campaign rhetoric. But NHPR's Paige Sutherland reports, for the hundreds that greeted him in Laconia last night, Trump's brashness is all part of his appeal.
More than 1,000 people gathered at the Ware's Community Center in Laconia Thursday night, half inside, half out. Although the event reached capacity more than an hour before its start time, nearly all who stopped by stuck around to see Donald Trump, even if it was only for a second. Bill Biscan and his wife of Laconia came almost 2 hours early, but did not make it inside. Like many of Trump's supporters, Biscan pointed to one quality that sets him apart from most of the 15 others in the GOP race.
He's not a politician, and he makes money rather than spends money.
In Thursday's rally made it clear that Trump does not want to run his campaign like a typical politician. When the candidate finally arrived, he was greeted like a celebrity, as the crowd parted ways as he strutted down the pathway as if he was on the red carpet. The hundreds who came out to see him were chanting his name, snapping selfies, and some were even climbing on the roof to get a clear shot of him. And after he walked through the outpouring of people outside and took the stage, he definitely didn't talk like a politician either. But his off-the-cuff candor was what won over most of the crowd, like Nick Davis of Sam Borton.
Guy's honest, doesn't sugarcoat it, says it like it is.
Unlike all the other candidates, Trump is largely paying for his campaign out of pocket, something Henry Yip of Laconia says allows him to speak without fear of consequences.
It's so nice that somebody's free to speak their mind and not bound by the fake rules of political correctness. And he's not bought out. He's his own man. Nobody owns him.
It's something Trump says gives him an edge against his opponents.
And when you have a situation where you have people giving you millions of dollars, when they call up, even if it's not in the best interest of the United States, when they call up, you do what they tell you to do, okay? Hey, excuse me, I'm one of those people. Now I'm on the other side of the fence. Who knows it better than me? I give to everybody. I do whatever I want to.
Trump, who is currently leading in many national polls, is running on the idea that he is going to, quote, make America great again.
So we're in such trouble if we don't take our country back. We're going to take it back. We're going to take it back big.
Which was echoed by his entrance song into the event, Home, by country singer Dierks Bentley.
Got a ways to go, but this is still the place that we all call home.
And this message is residing with many voters like Lori Kennedy of Guilford, who wore Made in America t-shirt to the rally.
I like that he cares about America, that he's one that can turn America around. He wants to bring the jobs back here. He wants to make the American dream real again, achievable again for the young people.
But some, like Scott Gage of Alton, worry Trump's appeal with voters is not enough to get him into office.
I think he's going to have a very hard time. It's tough to get elected. There's more to it than just us wanting him here. It's a whole machine. They'll end up with a Hillary against Jeb Bush.
This is not the first time Trump has skirted with the idea of running for president. And some question his seriousness in the race. But with the New Hampshire primary more than 6 months away, it's too early to gauge whether this recent buzz around Trump will last. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.